Exactly. That's what I'm talking about, because you need somebody that is, one, going to believe in your mission. What are you trying to accomplish? Are they a believer in that? They could be the most skilled person, but belief is going to trump skill. Because if they're not buying in, if they don't believe in the mission, how long are they going to stay? Number two, they have to believe in themselves. Have you ever met a person, just no matter what, they're like, I'll get it done. I can do it. I'll give it my best. That's the person you want on your team, because they say 20% of the people that you choose are already going to be motivated. It's just, you can't get caught up focusing on the 80% that are not naturally motivated. You know, you about 50% of the staff, they're going to be like in maintenance mode. Just get the job done. Okay. And yeah, let's just let it roll. But they're not visionaries. The 20% are the visionaries that believe in the mission. They believe in themselves. They want to take it to the next step. I was in India at the end of March, and I was with our top director. Okay. And he's earned that because he's shown he wants to step up. He wants to go above and beyond. He's a visionary. And we have a fairly large construction project going on. He's over there yelling with all the builders, and he's got his architectural plans out. He's just a director over the staff and the children. We have a building company that we hired. Okay. He's telling, you didn't make this right. I'm like, whoa. I was like, just relax. But in my mind, he's taking ownership. I didn't have to tell him.